We talk football here. The Scott City football team off to a good start here, their fifth straight season opening win. They won at Ulysses last Friday night, 36-27, and they're going to be at home for the first home game of the season against the Holcomb Longhorns, and should be a fun, a little warm atmosphere there on that Friday afternoon evening there in Scott City at Darner Field as we talk with a couple of the seniors, starting off here with first senior Carter Gooden. How you doing this evening?
I'm good, Nathan. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. I bet I had to feel pretty good getting back out there on the field in a game there last Friday after, you know, missing most of that season last year.
Oh, yeah, I felt really good to get back out there.
Yeah, there we go. And, last Friday you played a lot of offensive line, defensive line. How'd you feel like you did for a first game?
We were a little rough the first half, just getting back in the groove. But in the second half, I think not just me, but the whole team got really into it, and that's when we kind of pulled away.
Absolutely. And, you guys, how did it feel like you were out there in the line? You kind of wore down Ulysses there in that second half especially, and that had to feel pretty impressive for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, they were not in really as good a shape as we were, and so once the second half came around, we were able to really start pushing them around and doing what we wanted to do.
Had it been a while for you since you've really played pretty much a full football game with very few reps off?
Yeah, first time. Yeah. Last year I was only on defense and I was subbing in and out, so it was a lot different this year.
Being there on the line, you guys had a pretty good second half especially, even a pretty good first half as well, but what are some things that overall that you'd like to see as you go ahead throughout this season?
Oh, we got blocked to the whistle. Right now we just fire off, hit them, and then we kind of stop. But we got to keep going so the backs can really run through those holes.
Well, it should be a fun one Friday night, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good rivalry between programs there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we don't like them.
Yeah, and it's a lot of respect for each other, but, you know, it's Holcomb week. It's always get fired up, right?
Oh, yes.
All right, that is senior Carter Gooden joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Carter Gooden joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and he'll hand the headset over here to another senior, Carson Froh, plays receiver, plays some defensive back. And, well, Carson, how are things going for you?
Going good. How about you, Adam?
Doing good, thank you. And, of course, this being your senior year and being kind of one of the leaders here, what's it been like through the first 4 weeks of football for you?
Well, it's been a lot of fun getting out there and encouraging the guys a little bit, running around with them. It's been a lot of fun.
Last Friday night, season opener there, and a fun start there. And how'd you feel like you played overall?
I thought we did good. We went out hard and really physical, made some changes there at halftime, and came back and put it on them, so it went pretty good.
How weird was it as a defensive back? You see the single wing offense there, and how tough is that? How weird is that as a defensive back and lining up in that position?
Right, it's a lot of changes back there. More playing like a safety. You got to watch the run around the end. So yeah, a little bit of change, but it was good.
What do you feel like maybe some of the things that you need to work upon here as you head into this week here with Holcomb?
Well, I think we need to work on a little tighter coverage. They got some great athletes on the side, so we're going to have to work on our coverage for sure, getting off blocks.
I got to ask you about that 35-yard reception that you hauled in there. I believe it was in the third quarter. That was quite the reception. Kind of go through that play.
Well, I got to give credit to the other split in Colin McDaniel. He actually noticed how the other team was lining up, so he kind of told coach that route might work, and it ended up getting it to me and had a great pass. So that's some yards.
All right. What's a goal that you have in mind as you look forward to the rest of the season?
Well, I just try to have fun with the guys, make some memories.
All right. Well, it's been a good start for that. You're 1-0, and Holcomb coming to town Friday, and it should be a fun one for you guys. Thanks again, Carson, and good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Carson Froh joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we turn our attention here to assistant coach Brian Gentry. He gets the headset on here. And coach, you started out last year on the field there and then made your way back up to the booth toward the end of the year. Now this year you start out on the field. But I think field-wise, I think you had a lot. There was a lot to like there, what you saw with the team last Friday night.
Yeah, there was. You know, coming back down to the field's always, you know, better communication-wise as far as, you know, talking to the quarterbacks and other players like that. So It's better for me to be down there, and we did a lot of good things. You know, obviously it's game number one, so there's a lot of, you know, correctable things as well, and that's why we watch film. And you know, we don't tend to point out all the, you know, the glamorous things and all the, you know, pat on your backs because you did your job. Yeah. You know, so there's a lot of corrections to make, and you know, I would guess that both teams, you know, thought they didn't probably play their best game, and you probably shouldn't get week one, but we did a lot of good things, and our guys were, you know, came in and watched film on Monday, and very receptive to the, you know, the coaching and the information, and going to have to be ready to go again because a pretty good opponent coming up.
Well, just kind of looking back last Friday night and then week one last year, you didn't have a single returning starter back from week one last year to week one this year. Granted, you had a few others that have started down the stretch at the end of the year last year, but thought for pretty much a whole new team assembled on varsity. I think there's a lot to like how the you laid a foundation for the season.
Well, absolutely. You know, I think I'm the only coach that actually listens to the volume, you know, during when I watch film. So I think you said that it may have been the most points we've scored in the last couple of seasons. So with that being said, there were so many, you know, little mistakes that, you know, we could have put up, you know, a lot more, you know, lining up the wrong way, you know, uncertainty of who we're blocking and things like that. But to what you said about new guys, I mean, Jace is about the only guy that really got significant minutes back there. And, you know, new halfbacks, you know, completely new halfbacks. New receiving core, you know, a lot of the linemen are brand new. And so we kind of have to remind ourselves as coaches, you know, that is mm-hmm. the case. And, you know, we have the potential to be pretty darn good. With that said, we have to continue to, you know, to put in the work and be okay with being coached pretty hard and, you know, through some of the tough times. But our guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we want to see a lot of improvement, you know, week one to week two. And, you know, we're starting to see that and you know, on both sides of the ball, really, because defensively we don't have a ton back, you know, there either. We got, you know, new safeties, new corners, you know, several new linebackers, we've got a lot of guys that are playing roles that they've never played. And with that comes added responsibility, you know, more film, you know, you got to be a little bit more serious at practice because you're getting more reps. But our guys are doing a good job. You know, they've got a pretty good, you know, chemistry at practice. They get along well, and everything's going well. So we just want to keep going and continue to build on, you know, last week.
Yeah, last week, the uniqueness of a single-wing offense, something that you guys haven't seen in a long time. But, you know, other than really a couple long plays, and especially in the second half, you guys were able to contain their offense.
Yeah, you know, you know, Coach Turner does such a great job with the defensive adjustments, him and Coach Frank and you know, now with Derek and Colburn, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, they're communicating, they're seeing things, and that's just going to help us out, you know, down the road. But, yeah, what, two plays, what, about like three-fourths of their offense, you know, the total yards. But, you know, with that said, that just shows us, you know, we've got to be doing our job, filling our roles. Regardless, you know, those two counter plays were big, so we got to do a better job. We got to take better angles, you know, with our secondary guys due to the fact that, you know, this week, you know, Holcomb has some speed. You know, all their skill position guys are back, you know, new line for the most part, you know, but we got to do a little bit better job eliminating those big plays.
Yeah, you mentioned Holcomb there Friday night, and, yeah, a lot of those players have been, I think, three seniors on there in their specialty skill players there have started 3 years. So a lot of experience there, and you mentioned a whole new line. But I think this is going to be a pretty good challenge there. And I see a lot of similarities with both teams on Friday.
Well, there's just, you know, history and tradition, you know, to start out with. Both teams have had a ton of success. Mm-hmm. You know, they keep you honest, though. You know, when we're on defense, they're going to keep you honest because, you know, they got, you know, RPOs. You know, you've got the Johnson kid. Well, both Johnson kids, quarterback, fullback, running back. They run hard. They pass the ball well. And again, they've got good skill kids, and they've got good speed. So we've got to be sound defensively. And they put you in some spots where you've got to make some, you know, real quick communication decisions. And everybody's got to be on the same page. So – we really need to flow to the ball and, you know, eliminate some of those big plays.
Yeah, make sure to drink all the water and I guess drink all the pickle juice in the world to keep from cramping, because it's going to be a hot one there Friday.
It is going to be hot.
Yeah, well, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware football team at home against Holcomb on Friday night. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys coming up Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.